A neurological unconscious anchor is something like this. Have you ever been listening to the radio and a song comes on from 5, 10, 20, in my case 35 years ago? And this song comes on, and as you hear the song, you go, oh my heck, take me back, and it reminds you of another time, okay? I think last time I talked about this, and it's still the same. Every time I hear the Beach Boys song, I go to Ideal Beach at Bear Lake. There we were. It was a roller skate. Okay, you can relate. Okay, there used to be a roller skating rink up there for you young people. And we would roller skate, and we would check out the chicks and go to the dance on Friday night. Oh, man, it was just wonderful. That's what it was. Any Beach Boys song, it takes me back there. If I hear Peter, Paul, and Mary, I'm at the terrace at Lagoon. I was there. Yeah, oh, man, wasn't that great. If I smell Elsha cologne, junior high flashes before me. Oh, man, does that take me back. These are neurological anchors, good ones. If I smell Old Spice, probably the reason I wear it is I picture my grandfather in his underwear. When I was a little kid, this is about 1950, 51, my grandfather would come over and spend the night at our house, and he would get up early in the morning, and I'm a duck hunter, I get up early. He'd pick me up and sit me on the counter, and he'd put this soap on his face, and then he'd unfold this big old knife, and he'd sit there and shave his face, and then he'd wipe off this soap, and then he'd take this Old Spice and put it on his cheeks and reach over and put it on my cheeks. To this day, I smell Old Spice, and I think my grandfather is with me. I'm going, oh, I'm having a vision. What's going on? So you understand how anchors are, okay? Those are good anchors. We have negative anchors. I will guarantee you there can be a tone of voice that your spouse can use, and you'll find yourself going, ooh, ooh, and they're going, what? What did I say? What happened? What are you talking about? This messes with me. A tone of voice, there can be a word, a look. Some of you younger people, your mother's got that look down, she can give you that look, and you just want to scream? Now what are you looking at me like that for? That's an anchor. Some of you younger people, that happens to 50-year-olds. What am I talking about? The mother can look and, or the father, or whatever the case might be. We have these negative anchors inside of us. All of us do. Now, I can really get free from my wife, the people I work with. I'm not going to let them bug me anymore. I'm not going to let that upset me anymore. I'm not going to let that make me angry, make me sad. And my wife will go, yeah, what about zzz, and say something about, well, I'll give you an example. Years ago, about 6 months before we got married, my wife and I are driving down Beck Street in Salt Lake City. We were courting. We were engaged. She's kind of patting me on the back of the head. And I said, no, don't. And I'd poke her in the ribs. And she'd go, no, don't. And you know, you're in love, and you're poking at each other, and you want to grab hold of each other, but you're just poking each other, you know. And she keeps poking me and poking me and poking me. Now, let me rehearse something before that. When I was a little boy, I have an older brother, Steve. He and I fought unmercifully when we were children. I mean, fought unmercifully. We would fight to the death, you know, to the point that they called the paramedics because he choked me one time and I passed out. He kicked me in the head and knocked me out. He was bigger than I was, but I didn't care. He's my brother. You know, he can't whip me. We're going to go downtown every time. And we would fight unmercifully. When I was a little boy, he would say, oh, you big crybaby. You're such a baby. Crybaby, titty mouse, lead and egg and grandma's half, na 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 na. You remember that one? Whoa, that was a negative anchor for me. So long about 11 years of age, I vowed I will never cry again. I won't. And that's probably why I got knocked out, because I wouldn't cry. He could whip on me, he could beat me, he could do anything. I will not cry. You'll cry, bang, 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 my head on the ground. No, I won't. Because I wasn't going to be embarrassed like that again. It's now years later. We're driving down Beck Street. Doot-doot-doot-doot-doot, poking each other. Oh, we're in love, we're going to get married. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And I said, now don't. No, your ring's hitting me on the back of the head. Now don't, come on, don't. That hurts. I'm going to get in a wreck. No, don't. And my wife, very sweetly and innocently, says, oh, you big baby. And this monster came out of me that I didn't even know existed. And I'm now at the side of the road holding onto the steering wheel, shaking. And she's going, you schizophrenic sickle! I'm not going to marry you! Oh, and she's out of the road, and she's walking down the street at Beck Street. And I'm just standing there. Because I got this stuff built up inside of me that I haven't resolved, and she triggered. That's called an anchor. That's actually called a stacked anchor. We're going to talk for just a moment about neurologically stacking anchors. Let's say this is a graph. This is an oscilloscope, all right? And we can hook my wife up. I pick on my wife all the time. She's used to it. But I'm going to pick on her for a minute. Let's say the first time my wife ever felt devalued, okay? Let's say she was 6 years of age, and she climbed up on her daddy's lap, and as her daddy, he was doing the bills, and he just pushed her down. He said, "Get down, leave me alone." Well, you're 6 years of age, you're trying to give your daddy a hug, and he pushes you down. "My daddy doesn't love me." And she walks away feeling hurt and devalued, all right? Now, if I could go back 39 years, that's how old she says she is now. If I could go back 33 years and hook her up to something that would measure those brain waves and hook up to an oscilloscope, and we hooked up that neurological response of feeling devalued, it looks something like this. Okay? Just the graph. So let's say a couple of weeks later, her cousins are coming down from Idaho. She's from Idaho. They're all going to go to Lagoon. Oh, boy, oh, boy. I'm so excited. We're going to Lagoon. This is wonderful. And they come down and they take her to Lagoon, or they go to Lagoon, and they say, "You can't go, you're not big enough." What do you mean? Devaluation anchor again. We call it stacking the neurological anchors. This is devaluation anchor one, this is devaluation anchor two. Let's say she goes to the bishop, and the bishop interviews her and chooses somebody else to be the leader in the young misses group or something like that. Ow, she's devalued again. Let's say she has a boyfriend in junior high, and I don't know if this ever happened to you guys, but it happened to me. I'll put it on her where the word comes back, the first girl I ever kissed, that he's a terrible kisser. I guess I picked somebody a little bit too experienced. But boy, what does it do to you when you're in the ninth grade and it comes back, you're a terrible kisser? Oh man, you're devastated. So we'll add that to there. I don't know if that ever happened, but certainly she had junior high experiences that devalued her. And then let's say in high school she asked a boy to a girls' dance, and he says, "You know, I'm going to be out of town." And she says, "Oh, okay." So she asks somebody else, and then she goes to the dance, and there that kid is with her best friend. He just didn't want to go with her. Oh, man, let's devalue. Wow, I feel terrible. And then she hooked up with me, and as a junior in high school, I dated her once, and I vowed I would never take that girl out again. I'm telling you, she had me so upset. She'd broken a date with her boyfriend to go out with me. So we go to the restaurant, she orders the most expensive thing on the thing, and her boyfriend walks in with another girl, and she gets sick and spends the rest of the night in the bathroom. I'm not taking her out again, and I let it be known. Oh, was I upset. So I devalue her. And then, lo and behold, we get hooked up, and we start dating a little bit. And I'm back then, I'm drinking beer, and I'm saying, "You know, I'll see you at 8, and I show up at midnight drunk, you know, and I'm doing all that kind of crazy. I don't know why she put up with me. But I devalued her probably 10 or 50 times, not even knowing that I devalued her, all right? So she's got this neurological stacking going on. All of us have these. This is the, if you will, one of the biggest culprits to not being able to get free. This is the stuff that causes our depression. She's packing this around. 6 months ago, she goes to my sister who cuts hair. And she gets her hair all done. She's getting her hair cut today, as a matter of fact. She said, "I won't be here when you get home. I'm going to get my hair cut. So help me to remember that I got to tell her hair looks really good." 6 months ago, she comes home. She says, "Look, Becky did my hair. Do you like it?" And like an idiot, you think after 30 years of marriage I'd understand this. I go, "It's okay." Wrong. You don't say it's okay. You say, "Oh, it's wonderful." But I said, "Oh, it's okay." By itself, it would be like this. Okay? But this simple little, "Well, it's okay," is an anchor, and it triggers this neurological stacking. And pretty soon she's going, "Wah, I can't talk to you. I try so hard to look nice for you. I can't believe how mean you are." She won't talk to me for 6 hours. Because I said it was okay? Who has to fix my wife's stack? She does. Well, who has to fix my stack? No, I don't want to hear that, Del May. If she would just quit poking those anchors, that would be better, wouldn't it?
No.
I have to fix this stack inside of me?
You absolutely.
But what if my stack is, a whole bunch of 30 and 40 years of hypocritical stuff that I felt about the church. Who has to fix that stack? No, they do. No, don't tell me that. They got to change their ways.
I'm sorry, but you've got to take care of it.
If my wife would change my ways, I'd be happy. If she changed her ways. Oh, if she changed my ways, I'd be happy too.
You think so?
Who has to change my ways? Who has to change the stack inside of me?
You do.
And?
It isn't always easy.
I hope you heard that, everybody. It is not easy. The stuff you're going to hear from me today will hopefully be as simple as I can make it. But I will tell you, the word simple and the word easy are totally different words. Please understand that. The simplest thing in the world is to lose weight. Now ask me how difficult it is to lose weight. It's simple. You don't eat. Don't eat. That's simple. I've been on a diet for 2 months. I think I'm up 3 pounds. It's not easy. The same thing in this work that we're going into today.